takes it back to this shit ever.
How was Turkey? You've got a 10.
I've got a 10. Oh. Mums, I've got a 10. Look. Serious things, man. Even mom, when I look at my mum and dad here, they look bad. They don't look healthy, fam. Turkey did something. It was so nice. Oh my days. Every day, 38 degrees, 39 degrees standard.
That is.
And I'm seeing. But that's what I thought anyway, when I was looking at it from here. But when we got there, it was calm. Like, I don't know, maybe it's because you're near the water, so there's sort of a breeze. Like, it's not just sun. Like, it's like, I remember when we went to Italy, that was like unbearable. Even in the night, you can't sleep. Like, that was unbearable. That one came back darker than this. No, but it was calm there. The people are so nice. Like, they're so helpful. Like, they all help each other out. It's so cute. It's not like London. And from nowhere is like London. Everywhere else, yeah, when you see them working, they're so chilled. Like, say, like, cool, we're at the airport now. We was hungry, came like in the middle of the night. And we had a layover, yeah? So we went to Burger King. That was the only one that was open that we really knew like that. So we went to Burger King. There's how many people in the line? And you just see the guy chilling. One person on the till. One person. If it was London, yeah, you think the manager's not coming out. Everybody hurry up. Get the orders out. They're just chilling. Same thing in Spain. Just everywhere else. It's only here that it's rushed. Oh my. But I like the way they live there. It's so calm. Like, there's no that rush. The only thing that was mad is their driving. It's worse than Spain. I thought Spain was bad. It's worse than that. Imagine we came in the middle of the night, we got a taxi back to our hotel. It's a 2-hour drive, yeah? From the airport to our hotel was a 2-hour drive. We knew that, and it, like, either way, it was either we went to Izmir or Bodrum. We went to Bodrum because it was cheaper. So either way, it was going to be a long drive. So Bodrum airport, now we're there. 2-hour drive to the hotel. Cool. We took a taxi now. And the guy was bare waffling as well. He's like, yeah, yeah, because there's 5 of you, yeah, and there's only, it was only possible for 5 people to sit, but there's 6 of us, including the driver, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, they get very excited because they know how to speak English as well, because a lot of them don't actually speak, not like when you go to different countries, like, yeah, standard, everyone speaks English. There, it's not the same. Even the people that work in the airport, some of them, they can't even understand a word. Like, they were talking, the security was talking to me in Turkish, like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I walked through the thing, yet 3 of them came to me, like, I didn't know what was going on. Because I walked through, you know when you walk through the security thing, yeah? I had my hat on, yeah? And 3 of them came to me, like, I understood what they were saying. And then they put it, and then I understand, cool, I put it through. Bro, how can you not speak English?
No, that's good, though.
What?
That, like, certain countries just ban the English.
Yeah, but in an airport, like, in an airport, at least, like, here, every air, like, cool, the Turkish Airlines, they say it. They say whatever they're saying in Turkish that they say in English. Every airline does that. Because everyone's going to know English. No matter where, there's going to be someone that speaks English. Shouldn't that be a job requirement? But I definitely know it's here. Here it is. Like, say if you wanted to work for, like, Ethiopian Airlines, my one, they speak Amharic, but they speak English as well. Anything else is like extra, but a standard, you're speaking English.
But why?
What do you mean?
You've gone into Turkey and you're going with the expectation that you're going to hear English
I've learned a bit of Turkish, two words. You know, it's actually similar to my language. I don't know if it's because they're Muslim or it's because of, I don't know, but it's two words are the same. two words are the same. Like, they say hello the same, but then that's like every, I think that's like they got that from the religion, not their language. But like thank you means like a similar word in our language, even though it doesn't mean thank you, but like mm-hmm. the way that this is sort of the same. What else? Like there's another word, yeah, and it's like I don't know what it means, but I know what it means. I know how to say it in English.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of the same. And then there was another one. Like when you say bill,
mm-hmm.
it's exactly like the word is exactly the same in our language. It's so mad. And there's so much. There's so much. I don't know where to start. Oh, food was. Chef's kiss. Fam, the food was amazing. Can't lie. You know how I was doing the meat thing? Yeah, that got bunned when I got...
You ate chicken?
That got bunned.
You
actually,
ate chicken?
No, I didn't eat chicken, actually. But I did eat meat. I didn't eat chicken.
Oh.
I had... Yeah. No, I didn't eat chicken, but I had a lot of meat. I'm not going to lie.
Man, like, you're in Turkey.
A lot of meat. Like, what else are you going to eat?
If you're
like,
going to break it, at least you break it
the
in
only
Turkey.
Place, the only place that we saw vegan was when we went to an English restaurant there. The one that was at the hotel. That's the only time that I saw a vegan section. Everything there was like... You know how people be like, oh, yeah, kebab, kebab, kebab. It's not even... Like, they've got it more here than they have it there.
Yeah, that makes sense.
They've got, like... We went to a proper Turkish one. Like, you know, where their proper one where they sit down and eat, like, mm-hmm. on the floor. We mm-hmm. went to one of those. Obviously, we had to get kebab there. We went to one of those... And then just like normal restaurants that have like different things. But they eat a lot of meat, my God. And listen, I had one of, you know, the like, what is it called? It starts with a B. I don't want to say it wrong. Baklava? Yeah.
What Rina lives on.
Oh my God. There, it was like literally the oil was like dripping off the thing. Like, oh my God, I had one bite, I couldn't eat anymore. It was so, I like it, but the oil was too much for me, man. There was one that I had at the hotel that was nice, but the one that we had like out in an outside restaurant, I didn't have the pictures, man. Man, the restaurant looked like a hotel. There was one hotel that we went to this place called Pamukkale, where like it's like mountains, but they're white. It's on it in, the rock's called Onyx.
Okay.
Or something like that. Let me show you the picture. Let me show you the picture.
She Victoria. She was like, is Mary at work on Saturday? She's like, she's not answering my calls. I was like,
Yeah. She,
bro, she's in Turkey. Like, she was ringing you.
But she said she was FaceTime, so at least. But yeah, so cool. It looks like that.
Okay.
That was length. Yeah, cool. So we went to a restaurant when we went there, yeah, and it literally, the restaurant looked like a hotel, bro. What can I say? Like, it was huge. It was white. It was gated for a restaurant. I don't, 10 out of 10. But I'm not going to lie, the food there was not even up to scratch, like, up to par, like, for what I was expecting.
Mm.
Like, for the building that they had, I was thinking, yeah, like, we're going to get live food. Like, it was just a buffet.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what's in the rest of it, but for the restaurant section, it was banging, mate. It looked nice. I want to see if I can find a video of it. But, yeah. So we went Friday, got there Saturday night. Saturday, we just chilled at the hotel, went swimming. Then Sunday, we booked everything, like all the things that we was going to do for the rest of the week. So we had tours. We went to this place called Ephesus. I thought when we was booking a thing, the guy was asking me, don't you know any of the like Turkey history, like Turkish history? I was like, no, nothing. Like even the pictures, I didn't know nothing. But when we went there, it was they kind of like, you know, the Greek stuff, like, how the gods and mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of similar to that. Well, the first part was, it's kind of similar to that.
Okay.
They have like things like, what's that word? You know when they bring something up that's been buried by like earthquakes and shit like that, but they've dug it up so you can see like what it was. There's a word, but I can't remember. it's so mad the way that they used to live. Like, we, there was even a part of it where he showed us, like, where the, you know, their toilets, how, like, mm-hmm. the Romans and that used to do mm-hmm. it. Yeah, like, there was literally, it was still there. Like, some of them were still even fresh. Like, you could actually sit, I swear down. Stuff like that. And then, like, there's that weird traditions that they used to have where they draw the directions on the floor. Mm-hmm. Like, when you come into, there's one part that was called the ancient city and bare stuff, man. Oh, where Mary used to live there. They have a church there where she, when she fled, and she went and she lived there for a bit, like on the top of the mountains. Like, this, I was shook when we was driving there. I didn't even finish what I was saying before the taxi. Man was doing up 120. 120, it's the middle of the night. It's dark, dark. You can't see nothing. And their roads are not, it's just like, cool, some of them are straight roads, yeah?
Mm.
But when you're going up, majority of them go like this.
Yeah.
So my man's doing 120. How do you know your next turn is not going to be this way instead of that way? He's just going, boom, 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 like, most of the time I was sleeping in it. So if we was gone, we was gone. I wouldn't even know. But, fam, scary. And they drive with their windows down at that speed. Can you imagine? My ears was finished after that. But yeah, cool. So Mary used to live there and John used to live there, because apparently he Jesus said to him when he died, he was like, don't leave Mary alone. So the way that they clocked that Mary was there is because John was there.
Okay.
And then what else? Like, there was a church, like a, it's still there, open now for people to go. And then you're allowed to go through it, but you can't take no pictures inside. You go through it, yeah. And then Mary's room, like where she slept, apparently, was literally right next to the church. And yeah. What else did we do that day? Oh yeah, there was like a well, apparently, where there was a drought, yeah, and Mary made the water come in it. And then from after that, people used to go and drink the water or something like that, drink the water or make a wish or something, and they leave their things there. You can see there's like a wall, but they closed it now because of COVID, because people was putting their flipping masks in there for what reason, I don't know, but they closed it. But yeah, there was like a wall where you can make wishes and stuff. What else did we do that day? Yeah, we went through that ancient city. That's where majority of the town was collected, because the higher you go, it's like the higher you go up the mountains, the more the heat increases. Like, I don't know how that works. But it was hot. And the second day is when we went to Pamukkale. That's the white mountains. And they believe in a lot of this. I don't want to say superstitions, but like, you know the evil eye thing?
Yeah.
They literally have that everywhere.
Yeah, my cousins have it everywhere.
Everywhere. Like, shops, they will have it in their logo or whatever you want to call it. In the name. Everywhere. On the floor. Mm-hmm. Like, in the tiles and stuff like that. Everything has it. Oh, they believe in that a lot. Like,
yeah.
What else was there? I don't want to move on to the next days because I feel like I'm missing something in these two. Oh yeah, I knew it. Cleopatra's pool. You had to pay 100 lira to go inside, but apparently you're 10 years younger when you go into it. Don't think we all didn't go in there. But I'm not going to lie, it feels different. After, your skin feels different when you go inside.
Yeah.
Because it's not, they don't put no, like, there's no, like, it's not artificial or anything, I swear down. Like, even when I put my whole black body inside, when I was swimming inside, it feels, on your skin, you don't really feel it. But when I put my face inside, it was like my face was burning.
Mm-hmm.
I swear that it's not just normal water. There's something in there. They're not trying to. And when you come out, your skin feels soft, boy, like a baby's bum. I swear down, my skin was feeling soft. I didn't even wash it off until I got home. But yeah, what else was there? Oh yeah, they have like, you know, the white thing, that onyx, yeah, they make it into like bare different things, that like, different types of rocks. Yeah, apparently, like, I bought one as well, because it says that if you drink a cup full from, like, there's a cup of whatever the rock is, yeah, they make a cup out of it, mm-hmm. and then you fill it up with water and you drink it from the cup, mm-hmm. and apparently it's supposed to help with whatever the type of rock is supposed to do. So there's like a reddish type of rock that I got. It's for anemic people, yeah. For the people with diabetes and stuff like that, yeah. With your blood count, that stuff, I got that. There's other ones that's like for heart problems and like all different types of things, back pains, flipping, all of that. Mm-hmm. There's different types of rocks they have. They're so self-sufficient, like they actually have everything there. They do everything themselves. What else? We went to like a leather factory. Fam, it's part of the tour, isn't it? Yeah. What can you do? Like, you pay for it, they're going to take you. And do you know what this is what I mean by they like to help each other out. Because they take, even though the tour guide's going to get paid for taking you to Ephesus or wherever you're going, yeah. But they always go somewhere and the people there will try to sell you something. Yeah. You get, like, on the first day we went to the leather factory and they were selling us the jacket, the leather jackets, all of that. And they'll give them a chance to do that. Well, they don't really have to, but they do it. And then the second day when we went to... No, actually, I think it was on the first day. We went to somewhere where they make, like, carpets, handmade, you know? Handmade. The guy was telling us it takes 1 year to make one square. 1 year, you know, and they showed us, some woman was there showing us how she done it. It was so sick. And then they have like silk there, everything. You know those, where they get it from? The little white, the animal. Ivory. I don't know what it's called, but like the white. Oh. She showed us how they take it out. They put in like water and then those big machines, and they literally go like that for one bit. How they have to put like 100 of them. Nah, fam. I was thinking, listen, I could never ever do this. Like, I couldn't even stand to make one. But that's their job. That's what they do. And he was saying how they partner with like John Lewis and stuff like that, and they sell it for five bags for one carpet, you know. What else was that day? That was that day. Oh, jewelry as well. They have everything. When I say everything, they do everything. They don't play there. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the connotations are with Turkey, but they don't. This country doesn't really portray it to be like, oh yeah, they're doing well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go there, they're calm. They're good. Even when you go to like the shops, forget shopping center, like more like market place stuff. Even there, they offer you, this is their thing, apple tea. I don't know if you've ever had that yet, but they have apple tea. That is their thing. Like, I don't know, even the tour guide said it. He said, I don't know why we do it, but every time we eat, you have to drink apple tea after.
Yeah, that's all Iqra does. Every single evening, you'll just see her little tea there every day.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what it's for, but you always drink apple tea after. Yeah. But yeah, even in like the simple marketplaces, they'll offer you water, tea, coffee for free.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you don't buy anything, they'll offer you. But more time, you're buying something. Yeah. But it's so nice there. And even here, when you go into big Harrods, I don't see do you want water? Do you want coffee? Do you want... No one does that here. Unless you're going to, like, buy something that's thousands, thousands of pounds. But even for them, simple, like, 100 lira, which is how much in pounds? Like, not even... not even £15. I don't even know if it's 10, even. They're just living life there. Some woman, some white lady, I saw her, Irish woman, and she said she came there for holiday, and she's still there 17 years later. I would not even mind living there, you know. I mean, so real, like, your money will go far, goes a bit further than it goes here. Like, it's not like Italy, like euro, it's like basically the same as pounds.
Yeah.
You know, they try to tell you are the 50p. No, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Because when you go over there, they charge you a little bit extra. So you're basically paying the same price. But there, your money will go far. And that was Monday and Tuesday. Wednesday, we did water sports. We did all the activities, fam. We did quad bikes. We did that in the morning.
Oh, when I tell you, fam.
You, I already told you about their driving, innit? And that's in a car. These men were doing different things on the bikes. Like, they took us where we're closer to the beach and next to, like, the coast. The area that we were staying in was next to the coast anyways, but yeah, when we was doing the bikes, they literally let us, like, I've never gone on a quad bike before. Never. The only safety we had was the helmet, yeah? He didn't even tell us shit. All he was like, yeah, do this, go. Fam, I swear down. So I had one with my little sister, the youngest one, and then my other sister had her own one, and then there was my dad and my mum behind us, yeah? And I say, so cool, my sister's in front of me, I'm in the middle.
Your dad would probably love it.
No, wait. He was behind me, yeah? Cool. We have to stay in a line, innit? Because they'll direct us, whatever. So cool. We start to go now. My sister's got the hang of it. I've got the hang of it. And I look back, see my dad. Tell me why my dad's already finished. 2 seconds, we haven't moved yet. He's already gone the wrong way. Oh my. And then after, when it was all done, yeah, he tried to, I don't know if you can see my scars in it. Look, I crashed in it. I have a scar here on my leg. I was done, her. Yeah.
How'd
you
crash?
No, she didn't. She was fine. It was me that was injured. She was behind me, so she was protected by me. I'm the one that was at the front, so I go it first. Basically, yeah, we was going around. I was fine the whole time. And then we stopped. We went towards the, like, where you can actually see the water. They let us ride there. And then we stopped and they said, cool, you can have a break to go in the water in it. Some people went in the water, whatever. But yeah, and then cool, they let us come back now. It was the second half. Bear in mind, yeah, because we're all going in a line and it's near the coast, so everywhere's sandy. When they're riding, all the sand from the person in front
of you. You've been gone for long.
Is going.
Because I'm deep in when you left and it just feels time ago.
Yeah, long. 2 weeks ago. When I left, yeah.
Yeah.
If I didn't mind staying longer, I would have stayed. So leave me. The people at the hotel was like, yeah, we'll take care of her. Leave her here. But yeah, so cool. The people, my sister was in front of me, yeah, and this girl was going fast, innit? So I'm backing off, so the sand is not going in my eyes, but it's going in my eyes anyways. But I'm just still carrying on because you have to carry on, innit?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to lose the lead. So cool. When we stopped now, we went into the water, whatever. I literally touched my eye like this, yeah. Tell me why. There was literally sand. Just like,
didn't you get like no sort of...
No, that's what I'm saying. The only safety you get is a helmet. And my mum, yeah, she was behind my dad, yeah. They were on one together. She was like, yeah, I'm wearing my glasses. I don't know how you lots are driving.
Yeah, exactly.
She said even her glasses were all, like, blacked out with the sand. And she's behind my dad. So, yeah, that's how we was driving. I'm saying driving, like, that's how we was riding, whatever, innit? So, cool. My sister's in front of me. When we're coming back, she's stopping now. She keeps stopping because it's getting in her eyes. She can't see. So, obviously, I stopped as well. I'm just going to leave her there because it's just... eventually, yeah, they had to give my mum and dad one special leader in it because they just kept, my dad was not doing it correct in it. So they had one by themselves.
Yeah.
So it was just me. Now I'm the last person behind. So my sister kept stopping and she's like, my eyes, I can't see. So I'm like, you need to hurry up in it because there's only so far we can know where we're where they're going, because there's some place, majority of the time it's just straight in it, you just follow. But sometimes it splits, so you won't know where to go. And this girl kept stopping in it. That's where it all went wrong. She kept stopping now. So cool, I'm like, just go. Okay, go now, going round. Now my dad's in the picture, yeah? And he's like, what, go with your primal? So cool, my sister's gone now. And then I start, and then there's like a dip. But these, they're not flat in it. Like, they don't, that's what I'm saying. They will ride on anything. It's not flat. Sometimes it will be down like this, or there will be hills or whatever. Cool. Where I was going now, we've gone round, and then the road is dipped. So, like, sometimes I would even be riding just on two wheels on the side. It's a four-wheel thing, but we're riding on two wheels like that.
Yeah.
So, cool. That's where we were now, yeah? And when I've gone to come out of it, yeah? It's because I didn't want to lean all the way. I've gone up. Mm-hmm. But if when I've gone up now, there's trees and shit like that. So that we just went straight into it. This was, like, scratched up. It's healing now, yeah? Oh, that was scratched up. I was wearing shorts as well, so I like all here. There's scratches here. There was all scratches. I didn't even clock until the end, yeah. But my top was ripped. And you see my sister at the back, yeah. Nothing. Not even one scratch. Nothing. But yeah, I even had all of my neck here. There were scratches, but I think it's gone now. But anyways, we moved. It was fun. After that, I kept going. It's because the sand was even in my eyes as well. Every time this girl stopped, and I'm touching my eyes. Mm-hmm. And when I'm touching my eyes, it's rubbing it more in. So, but yeah, it's calm. It was nice. At least it was towards the end. It wasn't at the beginning. But yeah, that was in the morning. And then in the afternoon, we had water sports. So we got there now and it were all dusty. Like, all my clothes was sandy and shit. Everything. My shorts, everything. So we go now to the thing. I was wearing my swimming costume underneath because I'm smart. The rest of them thought that they could change there. Like, they think it's, you know. There was nothing there. Like,
yeah.
All there was is the, like, a little shed where the water thing is, where they've got, like, the life jackets and shit. But, yeah, cool. So I had mine underneath. I just backed off my clothes, ready to go in the water. And then first thing we did was speedboat. So they've come now, they've taken us. My dad was shook. He does not like any of that stuff. He was shook. So cool, all of us have got in now. Yeah, we're taking pictures. Well, you see my dad is just there like, he's a bit upset, like, because we're their children. He's just there like, and then, yeah, so we've gone around now. He's just telling us, the guy's telling us where we are, like, and you know, next to, you know that Greek island that they've been talking about on the news, where those teenagers came back and one of them had COVID or blah, blah, blah. I don't remember the name. But anyways, that Greek island is right next to Turkey, right next to the area that we were.
Mm-hmm.
You can literally go there by boat and come back.
Mm-hmm.
It's not far. But yeah, we took the boat round, whatever. He took us into like some caves, take pictures, And then he stopped it, yeah? And he was like, cool, do you guys want to... You can jump in and swim. It's deep, innit? It's deep. Like, he's like, you can jump in and swim. You see my dad, right? You know, by the park where we got on, yeah? He's there, like... he's like, no, you're not going in. I dare you. He's like, I dare you to try to... I was ready to do a Titanic thing and just...
That's where it went wrong for me in Greece.
What?
So I jumped in.
No life jacket, nothing. Fun.
Yeah.
But you can swim.
I can swim, and I was calm until this mad wave came out of nowhere, lost the boat, lost everything.
No. We was on, they made us do the speedboat boat at that time on purpose, innit, because it was calm. But it was, fam, there was no, like, no mad waves. I'll tell you where the waves come in, yeah? There was no mad waves at that time. It was calm. Like, we literally could have jumped. And I asked him, and I was like, is there any fish in that? And even when you look in it, you can't see anything. Or maybe if there is, it'll be, like, small, small fish. Yeah. Like, it's not that deep. I was ready to go, but this guy was there, like, no, you're not going in. It's like, you know what? Yeah, calm. Don't have time to argue about this right now. And let's just take some pictures. And let's keep it moving. So he just took us around. Instead, he let us drive it. Like, he let us thingy to speed it. Even then, my dad was getting vexed. But I was like, you know what? Yeah, you didn't let me swim. So find this. I'm doing it. I'm doing this. So he let us go. It's pretty simple. Like, yeah. It's not mad. So he let us do that instead. And then, yeah, after that, I think that was like half an hour, 1 hour. Come back now. And then we did paragliding. When I tell you, yeah, we were so far in the sky. Oh my days. My sister was, she was shitting herself. She was so scared. She wasn't even talking. I was talking in it. I have to talk. We're just there. I'm just there deep in it. Right. I'm actually almost 200 meters in the sky. Like, say this thing just drops, I'm dropping in the sea. Like, I'm done. I'm finished. So we did that. And oh, they're so chill. That's what makes it kind of scary. Like, it's almost like they're careless.
Mm-hmm.
But to them, it's like it's nothing. Like, when they were pulling it up, yeah, the parachute kind of got stuck a bit on the chair, yeah. That's when I was deep, and I'm like, rah, like, they're actually gonna throw me up with this flipping what? It's not even plastic. With this piece of material, they're actually gonna put me up in the sky. Like, we're relying on wind to keep me up.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we did it. It was fun. My mum and my sister were on the bottom. My dad, yeah, he was like, I'm not coming with you guys. He's like, I'm not about to watch my daughters go up in the sky. I'm like, no. He's like, no, I'm walking back. Because it's like two sections, yeah, where the paragliding was on that side. And where we did the speedboat was from the other side, but the speedboat dropped us off to where the paragliding was. He's like, no, I'm not coming in. He was like, cool, innit? Like, I don't have time for people to be panicking me now. Like, I'm actually going to go up in the sky. He was just bare panicking too much. He's like, cool, yeah, you walk them, fine. Cool, now they put us up. My sister is shitting herself. She's like, Mary, stop talking. I'm just there laughing, The guy has let us go up. I closed my eyes, yeah, for like 1 second. And then he tells us to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird the way that they put us in the thing, yeah. And then they tell us to sit down, like, on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just go up. And then it's like, yeah, you're wearing a diaper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, yeah, it's not weird. But eventually I was calm in it. I let go of the thing. I was relaxed. What can you do, like? If that thing's going to let us go, it's going to let us go. I might as well enjoy it while I'm up there. So that was that. And you hear my mum when she was videoing it, yeah? She was like, she was almost praying. She was like, oh my God, they're actually going up. Oh my God, you can hear her in the background that she's videoing. But my mom was calming it. She was like, let's do it. It's fun. It's fun. But low-key, she was scared. Cool, that was that. We came down and then we went back to our side of the beach. And the last thing I had done was jet skiing. This is where the waves came in.
Mm-hmm.
Jet skiing, now I've never done it in my life, never, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I already told you about how they tell instructions, yeah. They gave us the life jacket, and Delina wanted to come with me, yeah.
Yeah.
So she's on the back with me.
Mm-hmm.
So if I mess up, yeah, it's mad. She's at the back. I can swim, she can swim, but it's bare deep.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy's given us life jackets, yeah. And then I was like, I've never done this before. And he was like, oh, yeah, yes, it's fine. Well, I'll show you, I'll teach you. This was his version of teaching, yeah? He told me to get on. He told my sister to get on. He was like, this is the key, this is the thing, go. He's like, this guy's going to let you go, yeah? This guy's just pulling me forward with the string, yeah? And I don't think he even speaks English.
Mm-hmm.
he's just pulling me forward, taking me deeper, deeper, deeper. Yeah, there's only so far they can go as well.
Yeah.
And then it was like some key thing, like you connect it to the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just, it's like, I don't even, can I compare it to a motorbike? Like, it's pretty much, yeah. Yeah. But there's no brake. Like,
mm-hmm.
it's only you accelerate and then you, if you let go, it will slow down. But there's no
mm-hmm.
brake. This is where the waves was mad because I didn't know, like, I don't know how to control it in it. He just put me in.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm accelerating, yeah, but the waves is taking me as well. Even without me doing nothing, the waves is just taking me further, further into the sea. Like, so cool. The first 5 minutes, I was a bit shook going slow. Then we started going further, 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 further. That was probably one of my favorite parts of it after the bikes. But that was that day. My parents and that was swimming while I was going. Anyways, you're gonna see it on my sister's YouTube. She's done a little vlog thing. She's done every single day. Took a picture. There's some hella funny parts. Oh my god, you have to watch it.
I will. I went on her Insta thinking she was like posting, but she hadn't. I watched the vlog.
Yeah, she posted some pictures, but not the whole thing. Yeah, I'm gonna watch myself, even though I recorded some. I'm gonna watch it myself because it's funny. But yeah, that was Wednesday, and then Thursday was just a chill day. We was at the hotel. Some woman came and she was just speaking to us about the resort and that, because where we stay, it's a hotel, yeah. But then it's got its own things inside the thing as well. So there's like the swimming pool. There's like water shit there, like a little, mm-hmm. like, you know, slide and that. They've got a theatre there. They've got like, well, theatre, cinema,
mm-hmm.
performances. Oh my God, I didn't even say. On the first day, yeah? The first day or the second day? I think it was Sunday or Monday, yeah? Nah, it was Sunday. We went to the theatre. I don't know what else to call it in it, because that's what they called it, but it was just like where they do performances. They have entertainment there. But there was, I didn't see the whole thing in it because I had an exam on Friday in it. So I had to revise. This always happens to me when I go on holiday. Like when I went to Malaga, the same thing. I had a statistics exam.
Shut up.
Mum's like, it was on Friday while I was there.
Why do you always imagine your exams on holiday?
But you know, it's a vibe because I was on the balcony with a warm sun. It was calm. I got the exam back. I got 86%, so it's alright. Well. It's calm. But yeah. So that day I clocked, I was like, rah, like, I have no Wi-Fi in it. Remember when it was your birthday? I had no Wi-Fi, like, it was only till the next
day. I was like, she didn't make it to
Turkey.
She didn't make it to Turkey. Haven't heard from her on Friday. Never heard from her on Saturday. She didn't make it, Ram.
Mom, fam. Listen, we touched down, yeah? But because in Spain, we thought, like, we was just... Because I had my data, I could use...
Yeah.
It was, like, normal. The only thing, obviously, when you call, there might be a little bit of charge or something for the other person. But... It was like normal. If I had data, it was calm in it because you can just call using
WhatsApp.
Yeah. Or even FaceTime audio. Yeah. So, but when we got there, yeah, cool. I told you we had a layover in it. We had layover when we went and layover when we came back. But the one when we went there was only 2 hours.
Yeah. Where's my card? Okay, yeah.
It was only 2 hours. We stopped over at Istanbul.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 hours. The 2 hours flew because more or less, okay. It's like half an hour, you come off the plane, and then another half an hour walking through it, exactly, by the time you're at the gate, it's time to go back on anyways. So, yeah, cool. And then that's when we clocked, it was all over. No data, no calling, no nothing, fam. my dad was crying, fam, because more time he has to work with his phone, innit?
Mm-hmm.
So... It was all telling us 500 megabytes, you know, not even gigabytes. 500 megabytes was £6 per day. £6 per day. Halfway, I ended up buying it. I was like, listen, you know, if I can't do my exam with the Wi-Fi, because I got it the couple of days after, the Sunday or the Monday, I got it. But it was weak. Like, there was problems with the Wi-Fi. They said it at the reception as well. It got stronger towards the end. But I ended up buying it. I don't know what charges I've got now, but at least I didn't make no calls. But yeah, the Wi-Fi was dead. Turkey's not part of the EU? It's not.
No.
Yeah, well, clocked when we got there, innit? Because, boy. But yeah, no Wi-Fi. I ended up buying the data, but by the time I had to do my exam, the Wi-Fi patterned. I think it's because when there's too many people using it at the same time, it slows it down as well.
Mm.
But I managed to do the test with the Wi-Fi. But yeah, Thursday we was just chilling at the hotel. And then we finally went to like the market, because we had been to shopping centres,
mm-hmm.
like big shopping centres. But the market was where you really found the clothes and stuff. Like,
yeah.
Because remember I told you they're leather and all that, they're good. But £1, yeah, is almost like 10 lira there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can bargain with them. In the market, you can actually bargain with them. Everything, like. What else did we do that day? Oh, yeah, that's when we went to that different Turkish restaurant. That's where I had, what do you call it? And there's a name for it, but I don't know if I say it right. It begins with a K. Kufti or something. I think they have the same name here. But just bear meat, man. And their rice, yeah? You know what the rice tastes like? It tastes like jollof. I'll be so real. It tastes like jollof. Oh, my.
I had that. When did I have that? Me and Hadi went to eat at some Turkish restaurant on Thursday.
Yeah.
And we had the rice as well. It was really good. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Tastes so leng. Oh, my God. And their portions, though. You think when you see it in the picture, like, rah, like, I'm not going to be full. Like, what am I going to do with this, yeah? The food comes now. You can barely eat half of it. And you just see the other Turkish people just looking down their food, like, everyone's eating. But it's not even like, they're not like skinny people, but then they're not fat.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you see the type of food that they're eating, but they're not fat.
Mm-hmm.
Their food's bare oily, bare salt, like.
It's apple tea.
But they're not fat. Mums, innit? There's something there. But the food is bare full, and you get full and you're not paying that much. Imagine we went to a restaurant inside a shopping centre, like a proper Turkish one, and for all of us, five of us to eat, yeah? If I was to eat in London, maybe 150 easily can go. 80 to £150 can go. It's easy. Five of us to eat there, £20. £20. And that was even the expensive one.
Mm-hmm.
The lower ones, £10, all of us was eating. Full. Everything, drink, starter, mate, everything.
Mm. Yeah, I've heard it's really cheap.
Because they're cool, their prices are a bit higher in it to like. So like maybe for a coffee you'll end up paying the same thing because
mm-hmm.
£15, you're almost paying the same thing, £1.50, £2. But everything from cheap. And you don't see like, you know when you go to poorer countries, like the way that they make it seem, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that at all. Even the people, even when we went to like the market, like the people were calm. I said they're giving out free drinks and offering stuff before you've even bought. They're calm. They're so calm out there.
Yeah, so I've just been wanting to go.
I say you go, man.
No, they've been wanting to go for time.
Okay, go now. Okay, oh, I didn't even say about the airlines. Airlines was great. They even speed in the sky.
They what?
They even speed in the sky. Tell me why. Listen, when we was coming back to London, yeah, from Bodrum to Istanbul was like an hour and a half or something like that, almost maybe 2 hours.
Yeah.
We got there in 45 minutes. We were supposed to land there at 10 o'clock, yeah? We landed there 45 minutes earlier.
That's good.
No, but why is it so fast is what you should be asking. That's scary.
No traffic.
What do you mean traffic? What traffic's in the sky?
There's traffic in the sky.
Oh my God. Even when we came to London, we was early.
That's good.
Nah, man. They speed on their roads and they speed in the sky. That's the only... But then what did we do on Friday? Oh yeah, Friday I had my exam in it, so I missed the boat trip. To miss the boat trip. But yeah, they looked like they had fun. This time they jumped in the water. My sisters jumped in the water. But yeah, they took some pictures there. Oh yeah, and in Turkey, photographer everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah, so they can tell them back to you.
Yeah. 100. You see them coming with the parrots and shit.
Yeah.
You
know,
that's their USP. Come with the parrots, yeah. My sister done it. And my mum and my sister done that one with the parrot when we was in the ancient city. And when you can see, like, you know where, you know those things that they used to have where they that version of entertainment back in the day. Mm-hmm. Say back in the day, I'm talking about Romans and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Where they used to like have animals fight and people fight and that. Yeah, like one of those. They took pictures in there. What else? That was Friday boat trip. And then yeah, Saturday we went shopping again, and then it was bye bye Turkey. But that was where the journey really began, because we had nine hours layover in Istanbul. I'm not gonna lie, I was shopping there. I can't sleep. And the way it is, I can't sleep. I was awake 48 hours. Don't get twisted. As soon as I touched my bed in London, yeah, I was gone for 2 days.